Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son. What's up today?
Not much. Well, week 10 is over with in the NFL.
Fantastic week.
A fantastic week. Some really close games and some big
blowouts.
Big blowouts. Aaron Rodgers with six touchdowns. Peyton Manning with five touchdowns. Mark Sanchez with two touchdowns, but Darren Sproles taking over for the rest of the way. And some really close games, Kansas City and Miami.
It was amazing. It was like the yardage was like 400 to 200.
Yeah.
In favor of Buffalo. But they don't have a quarterback.
No.
I mean, they have five quarterbacks, but they really don't have any.
No. They have really good skilled position players, but their defense is good. But
they had that thing going on pretty good, and then two defensive touchdowns for Kansas City.
Well, that's big. If your defense scores, you're ahead of the game.
Don't forget they started 0-2.
Yeah.
Right? Kansas City. Now they're getting, lucky, whatever. I mean, they got to win. All wins count.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think people are seeing them as a stronger team than they actually are. Now, I know Charles is back.
Yes, he is. And
so,
he's...
So I'm wondering how long this can go on.
Well, I think big test this week.
Seattle.
Big time. But Seattle's coming to them, and Kansas City's a hard place on the road to come in and win. That one's an interesting game as well.
I'm liking Seattle there.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the NFC is stronger than the AFC.
I can see that, but. I tell you what, who's not strong? Carolina. Cam Newton is not.
Nightmare.
He is not coming through with that.
Now, Atlanta woke up.
They did.
But believe it or not, if they win this game, Carolina, they could lead the division.
I can absolutely believe it. New Orleans lost at home. They're done.
San Francisco.
I understand that NFC South is, that's going to be an 8-8 team wins it. But still, New Orleans.
They don't travel well.
No. New Orleans is done.
Yeah.
Agreed. Even if they win, they're not.
Agreed.
They're going to lose first round of playoffs, even if they win that division.
Super Bowl win is not coming from that division.
No, definitely not. Oh, my gosh, no. Right. No way.
Now, Buffalo is going to Miami.
Yes, that's the Thursday night game this
Miami
week.
Miami is number one least yardage per pass play in the league.
Yeah, probably.
In the passing league, this is really important. They're not getting their due.
I'll go on record.
They almost won in Detroit.
They did. However, some home cooking really worked in their favor.
But almost really, there's no stat for that.
No. Well, there's a stat for that. It's called wins and losses.
Oh.
If you win the
that's
game.
That's a loss.
And I tell you what, the Jets came off the snide. We were talking about that.
About the bounce theory.
The bounce theory. Now, you used to have it where it's 100 points plus in three games.
Yeah, but the leagues had changed in, offenses.
Rules and stuff
like
that.
It has to be a higher number there. But 124 it was. Yeah, they had scored.
Pittsburgh, that is.
Yeah, they had scored 124 in the last three.
So.
And they bounced. And all the passes that were complete, couple weeks before that were starting to be a little bit thrown over the top, a little bit low.
Yeah.
And, before you know it, the Jets look like they're a real team.
I'm going to say that the John Idzig sky banner really turned the Jets.
Well, then I heard the players had a drone, one of those little remote planes with Go Jets, and they had that flying around the practice field.
Oh, well, good for them.
Yeah.
Whatever makes them feel better. Look, hey, even though they win, they're 2-7, that doesn't change. That doesn't change the problems they have.
No.
Which are
the biggest problem right now is seeing Sanchez do well and see how it's a toxic environment over there.
Absolutely, but I mean that's a system. That's a system, not a quarterback. You can plug anybody in. The same way Foles was plugged in, over, because everybody's talking, Vic's the perfect guy. He's like the guy that right. Kelly had, Mariotti.
Now, the ball bounced perfectly for them in that game.
Who?
45-21.
Oh, the Eagles? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah they had it going.
And Cam Newton couldn't do anything right. No. And he doesn't have receivers, and the running backs are just really slow. And they know every play they have. See how they jumped everything?
Yeah, no, they did.
Special teams.
I think Cam Newton's gone as far as he can go. He's not going to be a better quarterback than he is, and the team might improve around him, but he's not going to all of a sudden become some sort of overnight superstar. I mean, he's a superstar, but he's not.
What do you make of Philadelphia is going to Green Bay now?
I tell you what, a lot of people are on Green Bay. Or they like Green Bay this week because they like the way the defense played against the Bears, but. I don't know. Anytime you go up against the Philly offense, Chip Kelly's offense, that's difficult to really defend against. I mean, they're going to be at home. Green Bay's going to be at home.
Aaron Rodgers is a bit of a surgeon, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I'd be shocked if it was a lopsided game.
Really?
I would be. Because, look, Aaron Rodgers, he runs the rings of Saturn. He's the man. He's awesome.
Well, he reads defense and is very well. And the biggest, I mean, the guy is great when he breaks containment.
Absolutely, he does.
I mean, he finds people.
He rarely makes a mistake, and he's very good at what he does. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at that. He's one man doing it. You know, the Philly offense is a whole machine.
Right.
So I would see like in the 30s.
Philly's front runners? Do they need the lead?
They can. It helps them, I think, behind, especially if somebody like Sanchez. If they're behind and Sanchez starts trying to make too much or throwing, you know, what he used to do,
right,
make the plays, he'd much rather take an interception, at least with the Jets, he'd much rather take an interception than an incompletion.
Well, they're taking a step up this week. That's not Carolina where they're headed.
No, it's definitely not. It's Green Bay. I would love to watch that game. But I'd really be surprised if it was a one-sided affair. I could see it being no more than 14 points separating the two. A two-score game, I would have to say.
Right. Now, what about San Francisco at New York? Now, the Giants were pathetic, and nobody wanted to tackle. Well, that's not true.
They tried, but they could not stop Beast Mode.
Pierre.
Marshawn Lynch. JPP.
JPP. Well, him and Roll tackled, but I didn't see anybody else. I mean, people are actually shying away from tackling.
Yeah.
And this is the new collective bargaining agreement.
Which we've talked about a lot.
You can't be hitting people, and people are tackling like their arms are in straitjackets or whatever.
Well, Lynch is a tough guy to tackle to begin with. So,
yeah, but don't you have to want it more than he does? I mean, what happened about all this?
Well,
it's arena football, apparently.
Well, that's true, but that's what drives us all, is the...
There's no competition, so we can't compare it with anything.
No, but I mean, this is what happens with fantasy football, with the rise in that. You want it points.
Well, people want to watch the game late.
How about Red Zone? Oh, yeah, sure, we want to watch the game late, but how about the NFL Red Zone? It's a channel dedicated to only teams in the red zone, to only scores.
Right.
You don't have to watch punts. You don't have to watch all that other stuff. You just get to watch, for $70 a month, or however much it is, you get to watch just touchdowns.
But it better not be $70 a month.
Whatever it is, it's a ridiculous amount. I don't know. Thank God I'm not there anymore. So who do you like this week? I noticed there are a lot of home dogs for Week 11, but none fall in the Bruner category team getting 3 points.
Well, what I'm liking is I'm definitely liking San Francisco
at New York.
Yeah,
San Francisco
the Giants
giving
don't have
four.
A running game. They got problems.
They got problems.
And they have injuries on top of that.
Their only
liking,
their only positive is Odell Beckham. He's been really coming through.
Yeah, but he's not a polished route runner the way
somebody who like who
the Patterson native.
Oh, Victor Cruz? No, he's not Victor Cruz.
But he
no
has
way.
More speed.
Yes. He's a slot receiver.
I'm liking Miami against Buffalo. Buffalo has a quarterback problem.
Yes.
Miami's getting not enough respect.
Was it first time they're
5-4?
First time they're playing this late in the season, both over 500 since like
forever.
99.
Forever.
Something before, yeah. When Clinton was still
Buffalo's
in office, basically.
Doing a lot with a little. But I'm liking Miami there. I really can't take Carolina. They look like they're in disarray. Atlanta's woke up for one game. Let's see if they can put two together.
Yeah, the only thing is they woke up against Tampa Bay. Anybody can wake up against Tampa Bay.
Well, we'll see if the Redskins can. They might be the exception.
Well, that is true, absolutely. So you like San Francisco giving four,
yeah.
Miami giving five at home, and Atlanta getting 1.5?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm liking that.
It sounds great.
I really, really can't like Chicago. I mean, that's a meltdown in progress.
Fire Trestman. How do you get rid of
it? A bunch of problems. That's only part of it.
I mean, there's a lot of problems. I just still can't. Cutler's a problem.
Is an emotional midget.
He is. Cutler giveth, and Cutler taketh away.
Way overhyped.
Right. I'm interested in that Houston-Cleveland game. That looks like it could be an interesting one.
Well, Cleveland's been a huge, huge surprise all year.
They're,
it's hard to go against them now.
Again, you know, you talk about parity. I mean, it's been a while, but they're in charge.
Brady said Hoyer is a good player. He would know, right?
Probably.
He was in New England, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He would know that.
Yeah, I mean.
Kansas City, I think, is not the real deal. They're 6-3. They started 0-2.
Yeah.
And they've been getting some huge lucky breaks. That's easy to say. I mean, they're in the win column. They're 6-3. They're home, giving 1.5 to Seattle. Seattle may have turned.
For the better?
For the better, I think, yeah.
Well, now that, you know, that division, that West is really heating up. Arizona's 8-1. San Francisco is still in the fight. And now Seattle.
Well, the problem with Seattle is they don't really have somebody to blow the top off.
And that killer instinct's gone. They won. They're the champs. That hangover. There's a hangover. There's definitely a hangover.
There might be, but let's see how the stretch run goes.
Absolutely. Look,
you know, it's like hockey. You know, we as fans want them to play hard every night, but the truth is there's one long preseason and there's one short playoff season.
Very true.
And players, they can read the papers. They know the schedule.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, it's just whoever gets hot late, whoever gets hot last wins.
Denver, the huge Super Bowl favorite. They're like 9-5 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, I don't blame them.
St. Louis, they find ways to lose.
They sure do. And everybody's on Austin Davis yet. I mean, that's a bit.
Washington off a bye against Tampa. Nobody's going to even know.
Oakland, 0-9 Oakland at San Diego.
That line's 10.5.
That's big?
And that's a big line for a divisional game, yeah.
The Raiders.
And San Diego, you know, they really, their DNA lately, in the last, say, 5-7 years or 10 years or so, has been struggle early and then come through late.
And Rivers,
they turned this around this year, and they started out early. So I'm thinking.
And Rivers does that, yeah. Yeah, Philly at Green Bay.
Gotta like Green Bay.
Yeah,
but Philly's for real.
Absolutely, they are. And again, that's just a plug and play offensive system. It doesn't matter who's back there, a quarterback. They just don't turn the ball over, and that's why Sanchez is going to be one of those Jets players who goes somewhere else and he does successful. Is he going to win a Super Bowl? Probably not.
Why?
Nah, I just think that, like you talk about, that NFC is their defense, while it scores a lot, it's not stopping a lot of people. You know,
push come to shove.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the way Detroit's been playing, and speaking of Detroit, Detroit's in Arizona. Arizona now, without Palmer, Drew Stanton played very admirable.
Sure.
He played well early in the season.
Did you see that bomb he threw?
Oh,
what,
man.
What a catch.
Josh Brown. And Josh Brown
that
with that great
fantastic
dance. But can he keep it up for the rest of the season? Can he keep it up for the rest of the season, period? They're 8-1.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be discounting this coach because he's now 15-3.
Yeah.
Since taking over. That is shocking there. And they've also, I think he went 2-1. He has their only loss.
What do you mean?
This year when Palmer was out.
Oh, yeah, Stanton. Yeah, Stanton's got their only loss.
Yeah. So, but he had two wins there, too.
Yeah. No, he did. And, again, he played very well. He went across the country. Detroit's coming in. Detroit's looking good. And they're, you know, they have, they're the odds-on favorite to win the North. If not them, then Green Bay, and they're definitely making the playoffs. And then the big game is Sunday night, New England at Indianapolis. Brady stepping back into Lucas Oil Field against the Colts with Luck. And I don't know. I always have to cover my head anytime Brady faces the Colts or Manning because. Or Luck. Because it always works out in his favor. Except that other time he went to Lucas Oil Stadium and Eli Manning beat him. And that time in Phoenix when Eli Manning beat him.
Right.
Remember, two Super Bowl losses since Spygate. So take that for what
well,
it will.
Well, there's, you know, some people say after his third Super Bowl, Brady really didn't improve.
No.
And actually, at the last 30 seconds of that game, he did something. So they haven't covered a Super Bowl. I know that. They're not a good bet to. New England in the playoffs, but that's because they're always spotting points. You know, they're almost like a public team.
Yeah, it is. Won all their Super Bowls by 3 points, lost their two Super Bowls by 4 points.
Well, there you go.
So, and then, of course, finishes off with Pittsburgh at Tennessee, which...
And what do you make of that?
It's Pittsburgh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're going to bounce back that quickly?
They're going to bounce back. Is Roethlisberger going to throw six touchdowns? No.
Well, they were on the road with the Jets. They lost on the bounce theory there.
Now, what happens after the bounce?
Well, that's a great question, because they're on the road 4 out of 5 games.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that AFC North is going to be really interesting.
Tennessee's bad.
Tennessee's very bad. You know, they're starting Mettenberger, and he's a marginal NFL talent, the guy from LSU.
So you got to go with Pittsburgh.
I think so. And so that's this upcoming week. Turning to some baseball news, our Mets actually did something.
What, they got a guy who can't play more than 49 games out of 162?
Well, this past season, Michael Kadire was signed by the Mets for 2 years. Michael Kadire played Little League with David Wright. They're friends from the Virginia
Beach
area.
David Wright hasn't got his mind right since he got hit with that baseball.
Well, that's the kind of thing. I mean, have Kadire come in, help him out. Another leadership role. They're talking about a 2-year contract that's going to bridge the gap between the guys they got in the minor leagues, the outfielders they have down there, the good young hitters.
Let me see if I ever heard that before.
Well, I'm sure you have. But
this is the bridge to nowhere, or this is the bridge to
no, it's the
playoffs?
I would hope it's the bridge to someplace. Well, on top of that, Jacob DeGrom won Rookie of the Year.
With the record of?
I forget.
9-6.
Yeah, but he did very well. He was a...
ERA.
I forget.
It was
now.
2 and change.
Hey, that's pretty good. Come on.
It's huge.
That's very good in this day and age.
But it's a pitcher's
It is a pitcher's,
game
yes.
this year.
It is a pitcher's. But Rookie of the Years for the Mets have been a...
let me see. Strawberry?
Well, start from the beginning. Who was the first Rookie of the Year for the Mets? I'll give you the year, 1967.
Nolan Ryan?
No, 1967. Who's the franchise of the Mets?
Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver won 1967. What happened 2 years later?
They won the World Series.
Okay. Next Rookie of the Year, 1972.
Strawberry.
Nope. 1972. Not
I don't
80.
Know.
John Matlock?
Oh, the pitcher.
What happened the next year in 73?
They went to the playoffs.
And when they went to the World Series. They lost it in seven right. games, but they still went to the World Series. 1983 was?
Strawberry.
1984 was?
Gooden.
What happened 2 years later?
A couple of felony arrests. And
a World Series championship.
World Series championship.
So the point is that it seems like Rookie of the Years for the Mets are
the next year they do something.
Well, if not the next year, then at least within a few years, is Jacob DeGrom the next Bob Gibson or Sandy Koufax? No, but he's very good, and that's the kind of stuff where you have the young talent coming up, and
that's what they'll trade away.
Not DeGrom.
No,
they're probably.
Well, then who are they going to trade? They're going to have to get somebody else.
Noah Syndergaard probably.
I think they're going to need a replacement for Wright. I can't see this guy bouncing back. There's
well,
something seriously wrong here.
No, I think that's true. Well, what the first step is to get a shortstop, and they're going to have to trade away to get a shortstop.
They're going to have to trade pitching.
Well, yes, of course, but how
so
much?
So who?
Well, there's Rafael Montero. There's Noah
People
Syndergaard.
People don't want that. Well, oh, Syndergaard, yes.
Okay, there you go. Rafael Montero they don't want?
I don't think so.
Yes, they do.
For that kind of talent
yeah.
that they want?
Well, you get somebody like Tulowitzki. Although he's injured and he's got a very large contract, but
the Yankees need a shortstop too.
Yes, of course. So who's going to get it first?
And they need a third baseman.
Well, they of course the Yankees
think
need
that guy will come back and play.
Yeah, he's going to come back and play. What's he going to do? He's probably just going to he's going to be a big elephant. He's going to be the white elephant in the room.
He'll hit his weight.
Or more so. I think he'll do better than people expect. Is he going to hit 300?
How did Sosa do after he got off the stuff?
He did fine. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't 60 home runs, but it was fine. But I mean, right. You know, declining. You know, with all this stuff, you know, the steroids and the PEDs, it's, you know, you're building upon established, like, actual good talent.
Right.
You know, the players who took it that were marginal, they didn't get much better. But these guys were good to begin with, and they're taking it, and they became otherworldly. So there's, you know, for Rodriguez, there's still going to be some stuff. But yeah, Michael Kadire, 2 years. They're talking about trading for a shortstop for the Mets.
Now, he's got power.
He does. He has some power. He'll be, if he hits 20 home runs, that's good.
Now, he's had hamstring problems.
He has, yeah. He's going to be a corner outfielder.
Now, why don't these guys run backwards? I mean, from what I know about it, I mean, so I think of basketball. How many guys do you see with bad hamstrings in basketball?
Not many. Not many.
Because they do a lot of movement backwards. So
they do. They run backwards.
Right. Well, now you see defensive backs. You see a lot of hamstrings there. You see them in wide receivers.
Yeah, you see them in wide receivers, yeah.
So my advice to him, of course, he doesn't need my advice because he has like $10 million.
Right, exactly.
A year for 2 years, right? He should be doing some running backwards.
Yeah, well, he'll get an opportunity, hopefully, at some point. But he can also play third base, too, in a pinch. A little bit more than a pinch, but he can play first base as well.
Great.
Kadire's a good, and he's a right-handed
hitter. He's young.
He's a big right-handed bat that can hit for average and for power. A lot of power? No, but he can still hit for power.
Well, I think what's going to be more desirable in the major leagues is going to be switch hitters.
I think that's true.
And with all the pitching changes and all these specialty things.
Yeah, if you can switch hit.
Mets have any guys like that?
Not really.
That's a problem.
No. Well, right now. That'll change. I'm
they'll
sure
move the fences.
Yeah, they're moving the fences, and they're moving the fences, and that's going to help out somebody kind of like Curtis Granderson.
That'll help him out?
Yeah, probably.
You don't strike out as much if the fences are in.
Oh, no, he's going to strike out. Oh, he's going to strike out all the time.
Isn't that pathetic in the league? There's not enough talent.
No, but
the best players are not playing baseball. Well, people strike out like crazy, and nobody's ashamed
but
of it.
No, because what do they care? Because you're swinging the bat. You're doing something. No, I'm serious. The strikeout is looked at. It's fine now.
It's okay.
No, what I'm looking forward to.
I'm
looking forward to the day when the batting average comes back. When people go, look at him. He's hitting .350. Can you believe it? Like, the best players do hit for average. Like Miguel Cabrera hits for average. You know, Kadire won the batting champ 2 seasons ago. Now, that was because of Colorado,
he
yes.
Made a good move, Cano.
Yeah, he made a good move. And they're going to still try to get some big talent. Victor Martinez, the catcher designated hitter extraordinaire from Detroit. They're even trying for Hanley Ramirez. You know, Hanley Ramirez, he's an okay shortstop. He actually might be a better outfielder. He's talking about going to outfield.
Nice.
So it's still early, but the Mets made the first move, and it helped their team, which I was really – they spent money. How can I be upset? They spent money, which they haven't done properly.
And yeah, with all that pitching, you got to have some hitting.
Well, that's the other thing. He wanted to come to a team that was going to win. Tulowitzki, he wants to come to a team that's going to win. You know, and these guys...
What shortstop do you think the Mets will get?
I'm going to have to say Starlin Castro. He's the Cubs all-star shortstop.
Why wouldn't the Cubs want him?
Because they got another guy. The Cubs are, we talked about this.
They're
loaded. The Cubs are loaded. They can give up.
Now they got the great manager.
Absolutely. He's that cherry on top. That's all you need. If you need the manager not to lose games.
You can credit him with all the defensive shifts.
Absolutely.
He's a shift.
Part of
guy.
It, yeah. Because, you know, there are also some guys in the front office of Tampa Bay that were also talking with him about it and trying to figure out and... You know, who came up with the idea first, I don't know, but I know they worked in tandem. And now those guys are out in Los Angeles. Friedberg, I think his
name
is.
And they're trying to, you mean the Dodgers?
Yes, the Dodgers. What is that?
Yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah. And
so they're over there.
But
now.
There's not enough talent for teams to, otherwise the Yankees would do that.
That's not something, no, but that's, no. You
Dodgers are doing it, right?
The Dodgers might, but not to an extent.
Don't they have a high payroll? Don't they have big talent?
They do. They do have big talent. So But that's the thing.
It's not enough for everyone.
Tampa Bay needed to do that stuff with the defensive shifts and all that to make up for what they lacked, which was the ability to score runs at will. Los Angeles doesn't have that problem.
Right.
The Yankees don't, you know, up until recently, don't have that problem. They can
It'll
just
be a one-team town, Mets now. Yankees can come back that quickly.
Can they? They have to survive.
Why?
Because they've got a brand name, they've got a network, they've got all this stuff, and they still have a Steinbrenner in power.
Yeah, but this guy's a businessman. He doesn't have
I understand that.
I can't see them getting all this talent. Well, how are they going to do this?
No, well, they're not going to sign a lot of guys. They're actually
trying to sign their closer. Can't do that.
Well, they're going to be re-signing most of their hitters. Yeah, the pitching staff's different. I'm sure they'll try their best, but I mean, they spent a lot last season on Carlos Beltran, on Jacoby Ellsbury.
In New York?
No.
Nightmare.
It happened once.
This guy will go in the Hall of Fame? I hope not.
No, he's going into the Hall of Fame. Carlos Beltran is going to the Hall of Fame. And if
we're lucky, carry anybody.
Well, stats say otherwise. It's no longer the eye test. Oh, he looks like a Hall of Famer. I always felt like I watched it. No, it's statistical now. You know, he's got the best stolen base ratio. He's got, year to year average, his numbers, his line, he's good enough to make it to the Hall of Fame.
They keep watering down the sports.
Well, once upon a time, it was good enough.
Even boxing has gigantic gloves and 15 rounds gone.
But boxing's got something to go up against it. It's got mixed martial arts to contend with. What's baseball? Baseball can only contend with football, and football can only really contend.
No, they don't really. Don't
exactly.
The same time
that's the
of
thing.
Year.
That I mean, that's the best. They don't actually contend with each other.
Right.
But that's the closest they get because there is no other baseball league, or like a cricket. Like cricket's not big enough to take the eyes off that.
And soccer doesn't challenge football.
No, or even rugby. I mean, or any combination of the two. Soccer's growing, but it's nowhere near what American football is. And so, you know, when you look at
it seems like from all the sports now, baseball is affordable.
Well, absolutely. But there's 81 times you can go to a ballpark as opposed to 42 in a smaller stadium to see basketball or hockey, or 41.
True.
And then, you know, you only have 8 games on one day a week to go see
football.
And, you know, those are games that are better watched at home. Baseball's better watched at the stadium.
I think so.
Absolutely it is. There's breaks in the action.
And it's good weather.
Good weather. You can relax. I've talked about it. Football, you sit on the front edge of your seat.
Oh, everything's crucial.
Baseball, you sit back, you relax, you talk, you chat.
Right. That's because you're in a ballpark and not on a gridiron.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's the effect. So that about does it here. I want to thank Dad for coming to join me again.
Anytime.
This week. And upcoming is next week's NFL football. And pretty soon Thanksgiving Day games are here. And before we know it, it's playoff time. So.
Oh, yeah. What is the Thursday night?
Thanksgiving night. I believe that's Seattle at San Francisco.
Right. All divisional Thursday night this year. I love it.
Yeah. Well, the Bears are at Detroit.
Well, that's a Detroit win right there.
Yeah, for real. Philly at Dallas. First time Philly plays on Thanksgiving Day against Dallas. So that's going to be a big game.
That's huge.
Seattle at San Francisco. So that's going to be a fun a day of football for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Eat your turkey. Eat your faux turkey.
Get your football and get outside with the family and toss that around.
Hey, there you go. That's what I like to hear.
The turkey bowl.
Hey, nice. All right, Dad. Take care.
Okay, son.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.